In the hothouse logic of the left, those who opposed forced sterilization of the unfit and the poor were the villains for letting a state of nature rule among the lower classes. Herbert Spencer, the supposed founder of social Darwinism, was singled out as the poster boy for all that was wrong in classical liberalism. Spencer was indeed a Darwinist. He coined the phrase survival of the fittest, but his interpretation of evolutionary theory reinforced his view that people should be left alone. In almost every sense, Spencer was a good, albeit classical, liberal. He championed charity, women's suffrage, and civil liberties. But he was the incarnation of all that was backward, reactionary, and wrong, according to the progressive worldview, not because he supported Hitlerian schemes of forced race hygiene, but because he adamantly opposed them. To this day, it is de rigueur among liberal intellectuals and historians to take potshots at Spencer as the philosophical wellspring of racism, right-wing greed, and even the Holocaust. Thanks to some deeply flawed scholarship by the liberal historian Richard Hofstadter, nearly all of the so-called robber barons of the 19th and early 20th centuries were dubbed social Darwinists, too, even though subsequent historians have demonstrated that Gilded Age industrialists were barely influenced by Darwinism, if at all. Darwinism was a fixation of intellectuals and academics. The so-called robber barons generally lacked formal education. To the extent they grounded their worldview in anything, it was in Christian ethics and the writings of Adam Smith. Moreover, they believed that capitalism was good for the poor, yet selective quotations and sweeping generalizations, usually infused with Marxist cliches, rendered the robber barons ersatz fascists. A few historians have dealt with these conundrums by labeling the progressives Reform Darwinists. Reform Darwinists were the only real Darwinians as we understand the term today. Almost all the leading progressive intellectuals interpreted Darwinian theory as a writ to interfere with human natural selection. Even progressives with no ostensible ties to eugenics worked closely with champions of the cause. There was simply no significant stigma against racist eugenics in progressive circles. Before we continue, it's important to dispel a misperception that may be building in some listeners' minds. While progressive eugenicists were often repugnantly racist, eugenics as a field was not necessarily so. Obviously, intermarriage with blacks would be greeted with horror by people already terrified by Aryans marrying Slavs or Italians, but W.E.B. Du Bois shared many of the eugenic views held by white progressives. His talented tenth was itself a eugenically weighted term. He defined members of the talented tenth as exceptional men and the best of the race.